have between companies engaged in internet and TV shopping. A device that could have an enormous impact on the way we live is a set that can receive both telecommunications and broadcasts once it is fully diffused. Sets that can receive digital broadcasts are already beginning to appear. You can attach a small server box to your domestic TV set to use the set as an internet terminal as well, able to receive, record, and send images. This becomes a very versatile receiver. So what will happen when we can fuse all broadcast reception and telecommunications in a single set? Telecommunications have up to now basically consisted of links between two individuals, one to one. It is a two-way street. I say hello on the telephone, and you reply straight away. Broadcasting, on the other hand, has generally been a one-way street, sending a common message simultaneously to a lot of people over the airwaves. This can be called one-to-many communication, and is always in the same direction. The fusion of broadcasting and telecommunications creates the possibility of instant, interactive, one-to-many-to-many communication. Broadcasting companies will use the broadcast waves to send digital broadcasts to many people. The people who receive these digital broadcasts can use the internet to send broadcast-related information via the internet provider. That information can reach many people, including the broadcaster. That is why I added another middle to note the term one-to-middle-to-middle portion. From there, of course, there can be feedback again in the other direction. Let's take the example of shopping. Suppose a TV shopping program is broadcast to homes. The viewer can make an order instantly by simply clicking on the screen. In the case of information about a natural or other disaster, suppose a TV station broadcasts the information that an earthquake has occurred. Viewers in each region might then be able to search instantly on the internet to locate their own evacuation center. The most sensitive area is politics. For those who wish to use broadcasts to propagate their opinions as widely as possible, the new technologies could enable people everywhere to respond immediately. One could, in effect, use the new technologies to conduct instant national polls. This would all be very convenient, but it does also raise various fundamental problems. If, for example, information starts milling around in a highly complex manner, it could all build up into a huge, unmanageable information maelstrom of enormous extent. The questions of the intellectual property rights of the originators would become very hard to handle. The broadcasting stations that perform the key role in this fusion of broadcasting and telecommunications would also become information collection centers using the internet. Information is a great source of power, and we have to worry that they could gain a tight grip on it. Of course, these kinds of things will not happen immediately. There are technological problems. The technology will, however, advance. We can already anticipate that this era will come and must advance into it with full awareness of the fundamental dangers that it brings.
That was news commentary. Today's talk was written by Professor Hiroyuki Itami of Hitotsubashi University. And here's post-phrasing performed by Lakatoshi.